from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Paul, let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find our friend and yours, Mr. Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, let's actually start with the Steelers here before we get to Pirates. I imagine you're covering as much of the scrimmage as you can cover today. Training camp's over. What was the biggest story from Latrobe, in your humble opinion?
Oh, maybe the accountability we're seeing, or the physicality, or both on offense. You know, we saw guys run laps like in high school from making mental mistakes. We heard players discuss, like in meetings now, how they're being held to a different standard, how mistakes aren't tolerated. So I would say maybe that. I mean, there are a bunch of individual stories, but overall, everybody's curious about this offense, and what happens on the field in games is what's really going to matter. But at least there is a different feeling of discipline. There is a different feeling of this team trying to take it to other teams instead of kind of sitting back and absorbing what defenses are bringing to them.
Well, I think the one question that you have that everybody has, that I actually got asked several times today, is, will we see Russell Wilson on Saturday?
We'll find out from Mike Tomlin for sure. Russell seemed to hint that he wasn't going to play on Saturday. If he does, I think it would just be a series or two. This was his first full week, full go, running all first team. They only had a couple of padded practices. I would have thought that going into the week that yes, but the way Russell was talking yesterday, I'm not quite sure. I'll be interested in what Tomlin says. I would think you'd want to get him some reps in a game scenario since he's new. Maybe that won't be until the final game in Detroit.
Jeff, a lot of guys I feel like I want to ask about here. Corey Trice is one. What has his camp been like? Are they as high on him as we were led to believe they were last year before the injury?
I still think he's rounding into form, but he's made some plays, especially over the last couple of days. He's gotten opportunities because Dante Jackson hasn't been in there because he's dealing with an injury. So he's got an extended look. What you notice about him, first off, is his size. I mean, the guy is 6'3", and he's able to move pretty well. I wouldn't say he's anywhere near a finished product. I don't think that's someone you want starting games for you this year. But he is starting to show, as camp has gone on, more and more at that corner position. You could see why they liked him so much last year. You can also see him not having a full year of on-field work with pads and those type of situations has made him a little rusty.
It's interesting because the one name that I hadn't heard a whole lot about this summer is Dante Jackson, and he was obviously a big part of the trade when it comes to they traded Deontay Johnson. Before he got hurt, what had you seen from Dante Jackson?
Yeah, he looked really good before he got hurt.
Did Cabali just flush the toilet there, Jeff?
I'm outside of Acrisure because, you know, I don't want to give anything away from the closed practice. And I don't know what exactly they're doing right now. They might be tearing the place down and building a whole new one from the sounds of it.
Yeah, I was saying it sounds like Cabali just flushed the toilet.
You know, it's funny. I just ran into Sean McDermott when I was walking out here. He was a very nice man. But aside from that, I'll try to walk away from this noise. I don't even remember what you'd asked me about, Paul.
Dante Jackson.
Yeah, he had actually been good in camp. So I think actually of all the corners, he had been the best in camp. It seemed like he has been in the defense for 5 years. He really seemed to mesh well with Joey Porter. Porter said he's always been a fan of Jackson's. He does like to talk, which I think is almost a prerequisite of corners. But yeah, I think Dante Jackson has fit in nicely. Again, you have to couch all of this with it's in a practice, it's in a training camp setup, and really for defensive backs, as time goes on, is it that these guys are improving or getting better, or is it just the fact that they're starting to understand the plays that the other, you know, that the offense is running and being able to jump some plays and make themselves look better?
Jeff, are you guys allowed to watch this whole scrimmage?
We are, but it's going to be like a camp practice or non-camp practice, like a regular season practice where we can't tell you exactly everything that went on in there unless Mike Tomlin confirms things that happened that went on in there.
So it's like the Fight Club.
It is. It's the go-around. Like, how can we figure out ways to tell you what's happening in here without telling you what's happening in here?
Jeff, you know, I you know, ever since I've sort of become a columnist and started being, you know, more in the talk show business, I've been thankfully relieved of the need to go to football practices. However, for about 18 years, I was a beat reporter at Pitt, and so I was at football practice every single day, you know. And you've been at football practices for at least 20 years, 25 years, whatever it's been. What exactly are they trying to keep from people on, like it's football practice? What could they possibly be doing that is so secretive that nobody can say, well, Joe Schmo was the right guard?
Well, especially when they're doing it against another team. I think the thing here is if for some reason they were to get chippy, they don't want video out all over the place of what might happen when they get chippy. I think that's, even though
it's football, they're supposed to get chippy.
I know, but that's what I would tell you, because again, they're going against another team, so it's not like they're going to give away secrets. But that's the best I could tell you. They like to control it. You know how it works, both of you.
Jeff Hathorn on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jeff, let me ask you about the Pirates now. We led the show today with the job security futures of Charrington and Shelton. What would you do? What would you do right now? Would you wait till after the season? Would you have them on a hot seat going into next year? What would you do, and what do you think Bob Nutting will do?
I think I think the best calls in these situations normally are to wait until the end of the season. Unless, for instance, the Penguins felt like they had the team to win now and had a coaching change and it was earlier in the year, I can understand those moves. I think typically, though, you wait till the full season is played out. See exactly what your area, what your needs are. How does this team finish? How does it look overall? You could make a rash decision right now. Is it going to change and put this team in the playoffs? I don't think so. And it would also give you a bunch of time to look for a new manager. So let's say, for instance, that you get rid of Shelton today and you put Donnie Kelly in, and Donnie Kelly wins 35 games or something outrageous, which is great. Now, you almost have to give him the job, even if you wanted to search for other opportunities, kind of the Bill Stewart narrative, that maybe Stewart wouldn't have been the coach, but then they had a blowout win in a bowl game, and it's like, well, we got to hire him. And I think that's the danger you run into when you make a mid or three-quarter season change. But definitely they're going to on the hot seat. Listen, this is unacceptable what we've seen, and I think it's fair to point out both, because as much as Shelton's made mistakes, what does he really have to work with, I think, is a fair point in Derek's defense.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that it's going to be real interesting to see how they approach the offseason with those two guys. And I'm talking about how Bob Nutting approaches it with those two guys. My prediction, Jeff, is that it will be a hot seat next year. It won't be a firing this year. You know, it won't be an off-season firing.
Mine too.
It'll be an off-season, we're putting you on the hot seat. But the question then becomes, if you're Bob Nutting and you tell Ben Cherington, we need to win next year, are you going to authorize him to make moves like in 2013 when they went out and got A.J. Burnett and Russell Martin, and you know they signed Francisco Liriano. I mean, those are three pretty significant pieces to that team. I'm just wondering, if you're Bob Nutting, don't you have to basically say, listen, you're on the hot seat, but I'm going to give you, you know, what you feel like you need to make this team better?
Yes, exactly. I think this offseason is as big as we've seen in at least since 2015, maybe 2016. I mean, they've said for years, since Ben's gotten here, listen, we're going to tear this down, and when we get good again, we have the resources to put into this team. Well, they've got a rotation that looks pretty good. They've got a few key players under contract. What are they going to do this offseason, especially when trades don't matter? You don't have to give up your coveted prospects. You could just go get players for cash without giving up players. What are they going to do in that regard? I don't care if they have to overpay for players. This is an offseason, whether it's $50 million, $60 million, $40 million. It's no longer that, well, we're looking for the right people. You got to find impact people, not Rowdies and not Connors and not Perez or Gonzalez's, like guys that can make impacts on this team now. And if it turns out that Cherington doesn't have the capital to go make those moves, then how do you blame it on the GM? And I think it goes higher than that. Let's see what they do this off. This offseason is monstrous. But back to your point, Paul, I think both will be back at the end of the year. And, you know, this will be their hot seat year to get something done.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man. Enjoy the game. Should be an interesting quarterback battle if it's Russell Wilson against Josh Allen, even for a couple minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
There he goes. Paul, this is right up your alley. Somebody out there thinks I'm a different Joe Starkey. Apparently, there's a travel writer somewhere named Joe Starkey. So I get these emails.
There is.
There is?
Yeah.
From GV Public Relations, it's like a travel site, inviting me to the historical Hilton Barbados Resort for National Rum Month. Do I just take this and go and pretend I'm him, like Frank Abagnale? You know him from Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, you should.
What is happening here? The Hilton Barbados Resort. It says, "Hi, Joe. Hope you're having a great week so far. Are you by chance working on any stories for National Rum Month? The Hilton Barbados Resort is located on a tropical peninsula on Needham's Point. Limits, should I just impersonate this guy and go?
I think you should, and you should ask if there's any free samples I'd like to send you.
Paul, would you sample rum? You like rum?
I don't think you have to lie. They sent you an email.
Yes, I am Joe Starkey.
They sent you an email to you.
I mean, this is incredible.
You could make it really simple. Yes. Yes. I'm coming.
All right.
Put me up. Wine me and dine me. Show me your resort and I'll write about it. You can put it in your Mackey planner. Yeah. Right?
Is that a good clip?
Right, Starkey?
I might do that.
You could put it in your Mackey planner.
I could do that.
Tuesday,
August 16th, I'm in Barbados.
Tuesday, I'm going to write about Russell Wilson. Wednesday, I'm going to write about Derek Shelton. Thursday, I'm going to write about rum tasting in Barbados.
I could say, listen, I understand. Once I get there, this is a classic case of it's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission. I could just say, I just figured you knew I was a writer. And you wanted me to come out and write about this kind of topic.
You are a writer.
Sure, I can do this. Right. That's what I'm saying. They know I'm a writer for a newspaper. So how am I supposed to know there was another Joe Starkey? I'm here in Barbados. Oh, well.
His loss.
What if you see each other there? The other Joe Starkey goes and you go and you become the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other with your name tags on Joe Starkey. He thinks you're impersonating him and is stealing your identity.
I mean, this is incredible. It's an invitation to the Hilton Barbados. Did you see where Matt Milano hurt his arm yesterday? Bills linebacker, their second best player on the team.
Please tell me it wasn't like a graphic injury.
No, it was just weird. Okay. And now the people are afraid of bicep, tricep, that type of thing. If he goes down, he's so important to them.
What is he?
He's an inside linebacker. He's first team all pro before he hurt his knee last year, which killed them. Yeah, that just changes things.
Yeah.
But right now they're in wait and see mode. All right, Paul, we'll check in with somebody from the scrimmage, maybe Kabali later on. What do you make of his situation? I introduced him yesterday as freshly fired Steelers writer Mark Kabali. Not in a mean way. I knew he was going to do better, and he did. He's hired on the McAfee show. Did you hear about this?
Yes. I think it's called falling up.
He's falling up, Kabali. Hopefully he won't tear the other Achilles this time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.